英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
今天呢，我们带给大家一个故事啊，发生在医院里， A hospital story.
Yeah, usually hospital stories are not very happy, right? Don't worry. We are not going to talk about really strange illnesses or scary bones breaking or something. No, we're going to tell a story about two good friends.
对，我们今天这个医院里的故事呢，讲的是在医院里缔结的一种友谊 ,a friendship.
Yeah.
两个男子呢得了重病啊，都住在医院的同一间病房里。今天这个故事就是关于这两个重病的男子，一个人的病床呢靠着窗户，而另外一个人呢只能凝视着天花板来度日。我们都知道，如果是生病住院的话，是一段人生中很无聊、很乏味、还比较痛苦的时光，是不是？
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you ever had like a concussion that you had to like that you fell on your head and you have to lie down for like 3 or 4 days and it happens especially to children. Well, it's terrible because you cannot do anything but stare at the ceiling.
对，在医院住着主要是治病。
Yeah.
而且人呢，通常带着病痛的时候，对人生的一些态度和观念、看法完全不一样了。
No.
在这个时候，对他们而言，每天这种无聊的、乏味的啊，治病的时光呢，最好的地方是什么呢？就是下午的时候呢，有那么一会儿，这个靠窗的病人呢，他能够坐立起来，大概一个多小时左右，他能够看去窗外，而能够把他看到一切关于生命的景象，生动的、形象的描述给同病房的这位病友听。
Yeah, so his friend that cannot sit up, that cannot see the world outside or just experience what's happening around them, like he gets a glimpse of all that because of his good friend.
他能看到什么呢？他能够看到外面天气变化，有蓝天白云，有公园，有情侣在散步，有孩子在玩耍，有动物，还有城市壮丽的天际线，还有热闹的 parade 游行。所有的这一切，每天听他这么描述着，让同屋的这个病友啊得以慰藉，同时呢，重拾了对生命的信心。
Yeah, the stories the man sitting by the window tells the other sick man motivate him so much to get better and to get out there in the world to see it again, to experience it again for himself. He does not give up because, you know, I mean, you can imagine, like, he was just lying there watching paint dry and like, it's like...boring, super boring, and that is not really motivating you to like to improve, to achieve something.
我们也知道住院的人其实是有一种别样的和日常生活不一样的心态的，有的时候他们会挣扎在自己的生命中啊，我要不要有勇气有信心继续活下去。
Yeah.
或者是我人生是不是就这样就算了，他每天都在凝视这个天花板想这些，但是因为有了这个靠窗的病友每天给他讲述这些生命的美丽，他甚至已经有了勇气想要重新的好好的振作起来，想要活下去。
Yeah, and it's not only with like sick people that this whole psychological mechanism is set at work. If you're likemotivated by some story, it helps, for example, to imagine a certain goal for yourself. And like, if people help you imagine that, that's extra motivation to achieve it.
故事的尾声呢，直到这个靠窗人有一天啊去世了啊，病友呢就换到了他所在的这个床位。哎，他就想啊，有一天他用了很大的劲儿爬起来，想亲自呢看窗外的世界，然后他真正的看到了窗外的世界，让他大吃一惊。好，今天的故事非常的温暖、
Definitely.
也有很多新鲜的难词等着我们去学习，接下来就进入到今天的美文阅读，一起来感受第一段。
Hospital windows. There were once two men who were both seriously ill. Hence, they were sharing the same hospital room. One man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour each afternoon to help drain the fluids from his lungs, which also prevented him from becoming too stiff. His bed was next to the only wall in the room that had a window. The other man, with whom he shared this room, had to spend all his time lying flat on his back, staring at the white, dull ceiling. The men talked for hours on end. They spoke about their wives and families, their homes, their jobs, their involvement in the military service, about where they had been on vacation. They could talk endlessly with each other about their first sweethearts, about their time as a loving husband, and so on. Best of all, every afternoon when the man in the bed by the window could sit up, he would pass the time by describing all the things he could see outside the window to his roommate. The man in the other bed began to live for those one-hour periods where his world would be broadened and enlivened by all the activity and color of the world outside. The window overlooked a park with a lovely lake. Around the lake, there were couples strolling romantically, arm in arm, amidst flowers of every color of the rainbow. Mothers were pushing their baby carts. Ducks and swans played on the water while children sailed their model boats and played tag in the bushes surrounding the lake. Grand old trees graced the landscape, and a fine view of the city skyline could be seen in the distance.
好，这就是第一段。
There were once two men who were both seriously ill.
有两名哈患有重病的男子。
There were once two men who were both seriously ill.
重病 ,seriously ill.
Hence, they were sharing the same hospital room.
Hence, 这里呢我们来学习一下算是一个新单词吧。就是说由此因此。
Yeah, therefore, because of this. One man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour each afternoon to help drain the fluid from his lungs.
其中的一位呢 was allowed to, 被允许了 sit up, 能够坐起来 in his bed, 在他的病床上坐起来 for an hour each afternoon, 每天下午有一个小时能够被允许坐起来。来干什么呢 ?drain the fluid from his lungs. drain 就是排出。
Yeah, is to let something liquid flow away from a place where it should not be.
那这个 fluid 呢?
Fluid is something, that it can flow, it has no shape, and it's not like something solid. Something like water, or blood, or sweat, or orange juice.
好，那么就是液体的意思。Drain the fluid 搭配起来就是抽出或者是排出液体。哪里的液体 ?From his lungs, 肺部的液体。所以看来这名男子啊是肺部有疾病、
yeah.
平时呢只能躺在床上。但是呢在下午的时候必须要起身来用医护人员帮忙排出他肺部的一些多余的液体。
Which also prevented him from becoming too stiff.
同时的这样一种活动的方式也能够让他 prevented him from, 就是能够阻止一个人变得怎么样、啊、阻止一个人变得 too stiff, 太僵硬了。这是什么意思啊
?Well, imagine you sit on a desk, which you probably have to do because you have homework, and you do that for like 9 hours in a row. Then,your back becomes painful, and if you move it, your muscles like just hurt. That is stiff.
Hey.
Stiff is like, it's like you feel pain in your muscles and cannot really move easily anymore.
对了，我们都说，如果说一个半天在家里都不动会儿，或者是说在家里周末的时候就睡了两天，会不会觉得整个身体都僵硬了 ?Stiff. 躺在病床上天天都躺着这人是不是会变得僵硬啊
Definitely.
肌肉什么的都流失了都没力了。Which also prevent him from becoming too stiff. 这样呢也能够让他活动僵硬的身体。
His bed was next to the only wall in the room that had a window.
好我们来交代他的床放在什么位置。His bed was next to, 就是相邻着挨着紧邻着 the only wall in the room. 哦，紧挨着这个房间里唯一的一扇墙，而这扇墙呢 had a window， 哎，墙呢有病房里唯一的窗户。
The other man with whom he shared this room had to spend all his time lying flat on his back.
一个人呢靠着窗了，那另外一个人呢跟他 share the same room， share the room， 共享一个房间的啊，同住一个房间的人呢没办法了，就不得不 had to spend all his time， 花他整天的时间 lying flat on his back。 注意这个短语搭配，躺着 lying flat， 平躺着，怎么平躺 ？On his back， 那就是说背部平躺在床。
Staring at the white dull ceiling，
staring 凝视着，眼睛一动不动。大家想象一下，重病人躺在病床上，那眼两只眼睛都像不会眨眼了似的，只能看着天花板一动都不动。Staring at the white 白色的 dull 枯燥的 ceiling 天花板。
Yeah。Dull, something dull is like very boring. It's not shiny or interesting at all.
这样的一种描写让我们马上就能想到自己曾经住院时候的那种历历在目的情景。
Yeah. The men talked for hours on end. They spoke about their wives and families, their homes, their jobs, their involvement in the military service.About where they had been on vacation.
但是生病住院呢总得打发时间吧。
Yeah.
好歹呢还有一个病友在屋里，所以两个人啊就无话不谈。
Yeah, they just started talking and luckily they became friends.
所以人只要是有交流就不会感到孤独，是不是？
Yeah.
就能够 kill time, 至少能打发时间。于是这两个病友啊每天一聊就是几个小时。
Yeah.
啊随便聊，聊五块钱的。The man talked for hours on end.They spoke about their wives and families. 谈到他们各自的家庭，他们的妻子， their homes, 他们的家乡， their jobs, 他们的工作， their involvement in the military service. Military service 就是在军队服役。
Yeah, like, in America and in many other countries, I believe even in China, in the past, you had a military duty, like as a man, that, you had to serve in the military for a few years. It's not anymore this way. You can choose if you want to do it. But in the past, you had that. And since these two men are pretty old and the same age, they, like, probably had to serve in the military. They had to be a soldier in the military.For a while.
Involvement, 就是参与。
Yeah.
参与到 military service, 军队服役的这种经历。看来共同点啊 have a lot in common,、
yeah.
还挺多的。About where they had been on vacation, 谈到他们在哪里曾经度过假啊这些愉快的时光。
Yeah, these are all things where you of course talk about with your best friends, right?They could talk endlessly with each other about their first sweethearts.About their time as a loving husband, and so on.
They could talk endlessly. Endlessly 就是无穷无尽的、
yeah.
可以聊得没完没了的。
Never ending.
聊啊聊着对着互相啊互诉关于他们自己。诶您看这个 first sweethearts, 看英语的表达是不是很生动啊这第一个甜心那是什么不就是人的初恋吗
A sweetheart is like a name that is used by men、when they speak about or speak to the woman they love.
哎，我们说初恋还有一种说法叫 first sweetheart.
Well, that's when their first girlfriend or first、girl they really, really were in love with.
对，暗恋的也算。暗恋的也算 about their time as a loving husband and so on 当然还聊起了他们那些时光作为一个 loving husband
A loving husband is a husband who loves his wife and family
一个爱家的好男人的那些时光
Best of all Every afternoon when the man in the bed by the window could sit upHe would pass the time by describing all the things he could see outside the window to his roommate.
好，这样的病房生活呢，除了两个人互相交流聊天之外，还有更好的呢。Best of all, 最好的时光莫过于 every afternoon when the man in the bed by the window could sit up. 就是当每天下午，这个靠窗的男子呢，能够 sit up, 站起来，坐起来。应该是坐起来 He would pass the time 好了这个短语 Pass the time
Yeah, that is like to fill your time, like to do something with your time because you have to fill it.
打发时间、嗯、对他来说呢，他可以打发时间，通过用 by 后面的句子来连接， by describing 描述 all the things he could see outside the window to his roommate。他不仅呢是能够看到窗外发生的一切，他还能把在窗外发生的一切呢描述给另一张床上的病友听。
Yeah, he tells everything to the other man what he sees. He talks about like the ducks, the sky, the flowers, etc.
Yeah, it was like he was telling stories every day.
Yeah.
The man in the other bed
began to live for those one-hour periods where his world would be broadened and enlivened by all the activity and color of the world outside.
这可是人生中啊，一天里啊，每一天当中唯一的亮点。于是这个躺在床上的病友呢 ，the man in the other bed began to live for.大家注意啊 ,live for 这个短语是什么意思、
If you live for something, you think that thing is so important, that is like your main reason to live. That's like why you stay alive.
成为你生命中的那种动力了，你要为它而活了。
Yeah, it's a bit of an exaggerating expression. You can say, oh, I really live for chocolate. That's like...Just saying, okay, chocolate is a very important thing in your life.
就是你每天啊有一件很重要的事情，而这件事情你每天必须要做不可。
Yeah.
不做你这一天啊就不完整。
But if you say something like that, like I live for chocolate, it doesn't mean of course that you would die without chocolate. Although it might feel that way sometimes.
像我们学英语的同学可以说 I live for going for gold.
Ah, yeah.
每天必须要听听 PK 台这一天啊才会完整。
That's a good one.
无论是下午还是晚上十点的重播。所以 live for 就这个意思，他们也是这样，为了这下午的一个小时 ，for those 1 hour periods where his world， 哎，这下午的一个小时呢，能够让他的世界 would be broadened， 拓宽了，和 enlivened 变得生动了。大家注意这两个 en 的动词。
Yeah, if someone's world is enlivened by someone else, that means that, the other person tells the person so many things, so many interesting things, inspiring things that makes him like experience a lot in his mind. So, yeah, he's more activated.
所以 broaden 就是使变得广阔。Enliven 就是使生动，让他的世界呢变得又广阔又生动。通过这些 by all the activity and colors of the world outside， 窗外的世界形形色色，五彩斑斓，让他的世界变得更加的广阔和生动了。
The window overlooks a park with a lovely lake. Around the lake.There are couples strolling romantically, arm in arm, amidst flowers of every color of the rainbow. Mothers were pushing their baby carts. Ducks and swans played on the water while children sailed their model boats and played tag in the bushes surrounding the lake. Grand old trees graced the landscape, and a fine view of the city skyline would be seen in the distance.
我们来看看通过他的病友我们能够看到窗外有一个怎样美丽的世界。The window overlooked, 俯瞰 overlooked a park, 可以俯瞰窗外的一个公园。With a lovely lake, 公园里呢还有一片美丽的湖。Around the lake, 湖边呢围绕着湖边 ,there were couples, 情侣。Strolling romantically, strolling, 漫步。怎么漫步呢？很浪漫的在漫步着。
Yeah, just to have a relaxed walk, to stroll. You can imagine this scene like to be like in Chaoyang Park, you have like near Solana, you have like that road where you can walk near the lake. I really pictured that one in front of me when I read this.
还是很美好的情景啊，一对对的情侣啊，浪漫的情侣，怎么散步呢？是 arm in arm， 手挽手的，在哪里散步呢 ？Amidst， 这个就是在什么中间
？Yeah， between，
哎，在什么中间？在 flowers of every color of the rainbow， 看花是什么颜色啊？每一种花都是彩虹的一种颜色，那不就是五颜六色吗
？Yeah， all the colors of the rainbow, every color possible.
大家去想象一下这样的情景啊，公园有美丽的湖，湖边一对对情侣手挽手的漫步在五颜六色的花丛当中。还有呢 ,mothers were pushing their baby carts. 一旁呢还有些孩子的妈妈，他们推着婴儿车，手推车，我们现在看到街头。
Yeah.
大家推着那个婴儿车就叫做 baby carts。
Yeah, only, like, I don't see them that much here in China, to be honest.
中国还不是、
yeah.
不多，但是现在呢也多起来了。
Yeah, because I heard that mothers, when they just had a baby, they cannot go outside, right? Like, they have to stay at home and they cannot take their baby outside after several months. Well, in my country, in America, women go as quickly as possible into the sunshine with, like, their baby, etc. So,
在国外经常
culture, I think.
看到爸爸妈妈推着很小的孩子、
yeah.
推在婴儿车上就出来在外边到处走啊街上走什么的、
yeah.
购个物啊什么的这些现在也在中国也有了越来越多了、
okay.
婴儿车卖的也挺好的、
okay.
还有什么还有 ducks and swans, 鸭天鹅都在 play on the water, 在水中嬉戏 while children sail their model boats. 又孩子们还在玩他们的那个 sail, 放什么呢放他们的 model boats, 模型船。
Yeah, it's like such a miniature boat, it's a very small boat. You can control from a distance.
哎就在水里玩船 and play tag in the bushes. 还有什么呢在 bushes, 在周围的灌木丛里玩着 play tag,
Yeah, play tag is like, it's a game where one kid chases the other kid and like if that kid touches the other kid, then that kid has to run around and touch other children. That's called play tag. It's like, tag, you're it.
捉人的那种游戏啊我们小时候也都玩过可能形式不一样、
yeah.
但是意思大概差不多。丢手绢那些是吧轻轻的丢在小朋友的后面大家不要告诉他。
Yeah. Kids love running anyway, so.
就起来跑呗、
yeah.
看谁能追到谁 Play tag in the bushes surrounding lake 呀一片啊真是非常美好的情景还有什么周围 grand old trees 高大古老的树木 graced the landscape graced 使什么东西变得更优美
Yeah, to grace is to make something more attractive and more pleasing or interesting
还真是很难看到 grace 做动词的情况
yeah、
一般都是形容词 and a fine view of the city skyline could be seen in the distance city skyline 城市的天际线也能够在远方呢哎，若隐若现的 seen in the distance 遥遥可见远处可以见到壮丽的城市的天际线
Yeah, this it's just like a painting what he describes, isn't it?
没错看上去就像一幅哎，非常生动形象的画一样
Yeah
第二段
As the man by the window described all this in exquisite detail The man on the other side of the room would close his eyes and imagine the picturesque park and surrounding city scene. Would the old ice cream shop at 54th Avenue still be there? He wondered. Would the old oak tree near my parents' house, where I used to climb in a lot as a boy, still be there? Would the ballroom dance school where I met my future wife for the first time still be operating?He asked the man by the window if he could see any of these places that were so engraved in his memory. Each time he asked, the man by the window said, Yes, nothing seems to have changed at all, only the surrounding street scenery, perhaps. Each time, upon hearing this, the bedridden man closed his eyes and smiled, imagining himself being there again. Days and weeks passed.One warm afternoon, the man by the window described a parade passing by. Although the other man couldn't hear the band, he could see it in his mind's eye as the man by the window portrayed it with descriptive words. Musicians, dancers in colorful extravagant outfits, jugglers performing mesmerizing tricks, children waving flags, and the smell of cotton candy and other sweets filled the streets. The parade passed every corner of his beloved neighborhoods in the city, from the coffee store where he would get his usual cup of joe to the old cinema he and his wife frequently went to. He closed his eyes, and the march of the parade never ended since that moment. He knew, now, for sure, he had to get better and get out there to see all the wonderful things outside again, as soon as possible.
这两段用作者的语言把这个窗外的世界栩栩如生地描述了出来。同学们如果平时要写作文，英文的作文，要是想写到一些景色的话，我觉得这两段可以做很好的参考。
As the man by the window described all this in exquisite detail,
每当这个靠窗的男子呢，在描述着这些所有的 exquisite detail, 啊，这个单词 exquisite, 非常精致的、精细的、美妙的细节。
Yeah, something that is exquisite, that shows that, that the person who describes it in an exquisite way has a good judgment, that the person knows what he's talking about, that he knows what's good and bad, that he knows like what's pretty and what not. That is to describe something in an exquisite way.
说明这个靠窗的病友啊，语言能力很好，他能够把这些美妙的细节都描述出来。描述得很美， the man on the other side of the room, 而另一张床上的这个男子呢，就会 would close his eyes, 就会闭上眼睛，开始想象 imagine the
picturesque. A picturesque place is like very attractive and special because it's very pretty and charming.
这个单词的意思就是风景如画的。
Yeah,
picture.图片
yeah.
像图片的那不就是如画的吗
Yeah, it's like worthy of taking pictures. It's so beautiful, like you should take pictures when you're there.
诶你知道 picture 就不容易不难记这个单词了 Picturesque park 哇看着那个他就开始想象风景如画的花园 And the surrounding city scene 以及城市周边的那些景象
Would the old ice cream shop at 54 Avenue still be there?
诶那个老的那家老字号的冰激凌店就在54号大街 ,54 Avenue still be there? 54号大街上那家老字号冰激凌店还在那儿吧 ?He wondered, 他非常好奇地问到对方说在不在呀
?Would the old oak tree near my parents' house Where I used to climb in a lot as a boy, still be there?
这个闭上眼睛想象的男子呢，脑海里有很多的问题。
Yeah.
他想起了所有那些让他自己觉得熟悉的景象，还有那一棵老橡树 ,old oak tree, 那棵老橡树，就在我父母家附近的那棵老橡树。还用了一个 where 的句子去修饰它 ,where I used to climb in a lot. 那爬树还叫 climb in.
Yeah, to climb in a tree. That is like the game that a lot of, usually boys, but also girls, do when they see a tree. They want to climb in a tree.
爬树,爬到树上去。Yeah. climb in a tree. 他 climb in a lot.还经常爬爬了很多 as a boy 小的时候经常啊爬到那棵树上去玩就是那棵老橡树 still be there 还在吗
Would the ballroom dance school where I met my future wife for the first time still be operating
诶你发现没有这个人生病的时候啊他在脑海里想的那些都是他觉得最美好的记忆
Yeah, he is only thinking and rethinking his best experiences. I mean, an ice cream shop, everyone has good experiences in an ice cream shop. And the tree where he used to climb in. And if he thinks about it, he feels young again. And then he's like thinking, that was actually quite fun. I mean, this is what happens a lot if you have to lie down in a hospital. You really rely on your memories then to kind of fill your brain time, I guess.
我们每个人回忆起自己那些最快乐和幸福的时光的时候、
yeah.
很多都是跟小时候的记忆相关。你比如说你小时候曾经去过的一个公园，曾经走过的一条路，曾经经常去光顾的一个杂货铺小店，你可能喝过的酸奶，喝过的汽水、
yeah.
那个时候吃过的冰激凌某一款，或者是你小时候经常去爬的那棵树。
Yeah, you, of course you remember all that, like, because if you lie there, it's sad enough, right? So, luckily this man doesn't think back about all the sad moments in his life or about bad things that happened to him. No, he only was thinking about the good things he had in his life.
能想起来的，尤其是怀旧当中啊，能想起来的大多数是那些美好的东西。人为什么记不住不美好的东西啊？因为我们的记忆当中有一个自动过滤选择的机制
yeah,
就把那些不好的就自动的就忘记了、
yeah.
这样也好、啊、能够记住很多开心快乐的时光。他还问到说 With the ballroom dance school, 这是什么学校 ballroom、
a ballroom dance is like when a man and a woman dance together, like the waltz or the cha-cha-cha or the what is it, the jive. Then they dance at a ball with like classical music.
交谊舞学校
yeah,
那个交谊舞学校 still be operating, 还开着吗？好，他为什么要想到这个交谊舞学校呢？是因为 where I met my future wife for the first time.那一个我和我的妻子第一次相遇的那所交易我的学校还开着吗？他还想问这个学校是不是还在。看来呀、啊、也是 beautiful memory.
Yeah, a lot of men actually they go to take ballroom dance classes to meet a girl because they are too shy in real life or they just are not that social. So they think, ah, I have to do something about that and likeballroom dance schools, they always lack men, so like, I will be like, I will get to dance with a lot of girls.
曾经啊，很多，曾经参加这种交谊舞学习班，也是一种潮流和风尚。
Yeah.
又有很多害羞的男生
yeah.
想通过这样的方式呢来认识一下女生。
It is a good way. Like, I mean, you always have something to do and like, yeah, you don't have awkward silences because you have to dance, you know.
对，你得跳舞吧、
yeah.
跳舞你就得活动吧、
yeah.
活动你就得交流吧、
yeah.
交流你就得聊天吧所以这也不乏是一个好方式哈。
He asked the man by the window if he could see any of these places that were so engraved in his memory.
他一直在问这个靠窗的男子说，哎，你能不能看到这些东西啊？能不能看到呢？而这样的一些东西都是 places that were so engraved in his memory. 哇，我们学到一个超好的词，深深的留在记忆里啊，在你深深的脑海里，这个单词叫 engraved。雕刻般的记录着。
Yeah, if something is engraved in your memory, it's impossible for you to forget this.
根本不可能忘记，刻在你的脑海里了。还能不能看到这些地方啊？这些深深的刻在我记忆中的地方。 Each time he asked, 每一次他问的时候， The man by the window said, Yes. 靠窗的男子都会回答说，是的。 Nothing seems to have changed a lot. 好像没什么变化。Only the surrounding street scenery, perhaps. Surrounding street scenery. 什么意思呢？
The scenery is like, all the human activity and all the natural, things in a certain place.
Hey.
It's like, just an area where people do stuff, where they just live and they just, yeah.They just do their life. They just live their life. Like, it's typical Beijing street scenery, for example. It's where you see those, small carts, selling char and, yeah, like, people just, like, all those small shops, a lot of restaurants, obviously, and, like, a lot of cars. So, that is like Beijing street scenery.
Street scenery, 就是街景儿 surrounding, 周边的。啊，可能周边的街景发生了一些改变吧。这个男子就回答说 ，Each time upon hearing this， 每次听到这样的回答，the bedridden man， 哎呀，这个单词也很好 ，bed 床 ，ridden 就是什么绑起来的
，yeah，
就是说什么样叫 bedridden man， 就是这个已经
Yeah, that you're tied to bed. That, like, if you are bedridden, then you're unable to get out of bed because you're too sick or you're too weak.
这个已经被困在病床上的这个男子呢，就闭上双眼 ，closed his eyes and smiled， 露出了笑容 ，imagining himself being there again， 仿佛自己呢正在重新回到这些地方，身临其境。
Days and weeks passed. One warm afternoon, the man by the window described a parade passing by.
日子呢就这样一天天过去了 ，days and weeks passed.One warm afternoon, 在一个温暖的午后 the man by the window, 靠窗的男子 described a parade passing by, 他描述了一场正在经过窗外的游行的队伍。
Yeah, parade is like some kind of like a group of people who all are dancing or making music, etc., etc., because there's some activity going on.Although the other man couldn't hear the band, he could see it in his mind's eye as the man by the window portrayed it with descriptive words.
虽然另外的病床上另外一头的人是根本看不见也听不见这个 band, 无法听到游行乐队演奏的乐曲 he could see it in his mind's eye.他完全能够在他的脑海当中 in one's mind's eye 用他的什么头脑的眼睛
imagination
哎，对对对其实就是某个人的想象力他完全能够在想象中看见这样的一幅情景 as the man by the window portrayed it by descriptive words 生动的语言在 portrayed 描述表述着他完全可以根据靠窗男子生动的语言描述在头脑中欣赏到这一幅精彩的场景
Musicians, dancers in colorful, extravagant outfits Jugglers performing mesmerizing tricks Children waving flags and the smell of cotton candy and other sweets filled the street
大家可以想象一下在那种热闹的节庆的街头游行时候你都能看到一些什么样的景象你看有 musicians 乐师 dancers 舞者 in colorful extravagant outfits 哇他们都身着 colorful 五颜六色的 extravagant 盛大的 outfits 服装就是盛装还有就是什么呢叫 jugglers juggler 就是那种杂耍的
Yeah.
杂技演员杂耍的演员他们在 performing 在表演 mesmerizing 啊，令人着迷的那些 tricks 绝活和技巧啊，同时还有 children 孩子们 waving flags 孩子们是挥舞着旗子 and the smell of
cotton candy
棉花糖啊
Yeah, it's like that's the pink sugary baked candy on a stick
啊，好久没有吃棉花糖了现在动物园北京动物园还有卖棉花糖的有、
yeah.
还有一些旅游的地方也还有棉花糖
Yeah
哎呀空气中还能街道上到处弥漫的棉花糖和其他那些糖果的香味
The parade passed every corner of his beloved neighborhoods in the cityFrom the coffee store where he would get his usual cup of joe to the old cinema he and his wife frequently went to.
这样的一个游行队伍呢是逐渐的通过了他曾经啊他挚爱的这个 neighborhood 这片社区的每一个角落past every corner 每一个角落 of his beloved neighborhood in the city. 从哪儿到哪儿 from the coffee store.从那个咖啡店啊，这个咖啡店是个什么样的咖啡店呢
？Where he would get his usual cup of joe.
好了，同学们是学过了 ，cup of joe 是什么？有人告诉我没有啊？我们曾经学过很多遍，就是英文中咖啡的一个俗语。
Yeah, it's a cup of coffee. It's like an American slang word. It's like a very Koyu American.
对，而这个 cup of joe 还能够在美式口语当中呢缩略成 cup of joe.
Yeah,
可见这个语言的省略哈、啊、到了怎样的一个生动的地步了。但他这个咖啡店，他常常坐下来喝一杯 cup of joe 的这个咖啡店。经过了这儿还经过了哪儿呢到这个 Old Cinema 那个老的电影院 He and his wife frequently went to、哦、他和他的妻子啊经常光顾的那家老式电影院
He closed his eyes and the march of the parade never ended since that moment
他闭上了双眼从那一刻开始He closed his eye, and the march of the parade never ended since that moment. 从那一刻起，游行的队伍一直在行进，行进，行进，没有停下来。
He knew now for sure he had to get better and get out there to see all the wonderful things outside again as soon as possible.
从那一刻起，他知道了。而且他非常肯定的知道了、
yeah.
He knew now for sure he had to get better 他必须他不得不他一定要让自己的身体尽快的好起来 get yeah. better
yeah because like、the march of the parade never ended that kind of means that in his head he keeps on thinking about all those beautiful places in the city so like as if he becomes the parade like excited and like very very involved with the city and veryLike happy and like seeing all those places where he went to and where he has such good memories.
就说这样的游行在他的热闹的情景在他的脑海当中呢从来没有停下来。
Yeah.
所以他一直还在这个游行队伍当中在这个时候他觉得生活有了一种希望他必须要让自己的身体尽快好起来 and get out there, 走出去 to see all the wonderful things outside again, 再去重新看窗外这些美妙的美丽的热闹的这个世界 as soon as possible 一定要尽快尽快好最后一段
The next morning the day nurse arrived to bring water for their baths only to find the lifeless body of the man by the window who had died peacefully in his sleep She was saddened and called the hospital attendants to take the body awayAs soon as it seemed appropriate, the other man asked if he could be moved next to the window. The nurse was happy to make the switch, and after making sure he was comfortable, she left him alone. Slowly, painfully, he propped himself up on one elbow to take his first look at the world outside. Finally, he would have the joy of seeing it for himself.He strained to slowly turn to look out the window beside the bed. It faced a blank wall. The man asked the nurse what could have compelled his deceased roommate who had described such wonderful things outside the window. The nurse responded that the man was blind and could not even see the wall. She said, perhaps he just wanted to encourage you.
最后一段,第二天早上。The next morning,
the day nurse arrived to bring water for their baths, only to find the lifeless body of the man by the window.
The day nurse, 值白班的护士，啊，值白班的护士 arrived, 到来了，来干什么呢 ？Bring water for their bath, 哦，来给他们送这个洗澡水。Only to find, 却发现 only to find the lifeless body. Life 是生命的 lifeless 就是没有生命的
Yeah, no, not having life anymore, lifeless, dead.
其实就是什么啊就是死去了
Yeah.
发现了这个靠窗的男子呢已经在看睡梦当中安然的逝去了Lifeless body of the man by the window who had died peacefully in his sleep. 在睡梦中安然的就过去了。好这个时候 she was saddened. 她非常的伤心。
Yeah, she was made, yeah, if you are saddened by something, that means that you have been made sad by something. Something has made you sad. That means you are saddened.
哎，常年照顾的一个病人啊，就这样就去世了。
Yeah.
护士还是比较伤心，然后呢，就赶紧叫来这个 hospital attendants， 医护人员、医务人员 ，hospital attendants 这些关键的词汇啊，学习一下。To take the body away， 就把这个尸体呢抬走了。
As soon as it seemed appropriate.The other man asked if he could be moved next to the window.
As soon as, 就是说
just when,
哎，当啊，当一切呢看上去是比较怎么说呢，比较合适的这么一个时候
，yeah,
appropriate. 大 当一切看上去比较合适的时候，这个另外的剩下的这个病友呢就问啊，这个医护人员说 ask if he could be moved next to the window， 他能不能够把床位呢也调换到这个靠窗的位置上来呢？
The nurse was happy to make the switch and after making sure he was comfortableShe left him alone.
护士还是很乐意的啊，很乐意 to make the switch. Switch 是什么？调换。
Yeah, a change, to make the change.
After making sure, 啊，确信 he was comfortable, 确信他没有问题了以后，很舒适的躺在床上了以后呢，护士就离开了。He left him alone. Left somebody alone. 留下某人独自在屋里。
Slowly, painfully, he propped himself up on one elbow to take his first look at the world outside. Finally, he would have the joy of seeing it for himself.
其实这个男人换到靠窗的位置就是想自己努力的去看外面的美好的景色，对不对？
Yeah.
但是呢，他又起不了床，很费劲，所以他就努力的啊，缓慢的，同时是 painfully。疼痛的、
yeah.
又必须得忍着。He propped himself up. Propped up 就是努力的支撑起来。
Yeah, he does a lot of effort to stop himself from falling down. To prop yourself up. To stop yourself from falling down.、
哎、
by putting like his elbow、under himself.
使立起来。
Yeah.
用什么样的方式呢 ?On one elbow. Elbow 就是我们的胳膊和手肘、
yeah.
那个地方叫 elbow. To take, 啊用一只手肘啊撑起自己的身体。To take his first look at the world outside. 去看他住院以来第一次看到的那个外面的世界。
Yeah.
Finally, he would have the joy of seeing it from himself.他终于有机会可以亲眼看到这个外面的世界了，这种喜悦。
Yeah, finally can see everything for himself. He strained to slowly turn to look out the window besides the bed.
他是 strained, 是拉紧了。
Yeah, to try very hard to do something, to make a lot of efforts to achieve something.
紧紧的拉紧了自己的身体 slowly 缓慢的 turn 转过了身 to look out the window 朝床边的这个窗户望过去 beside the bed
it faced a blank wall the man
令人惊讶的是什么对着窗口的竟然是一堵空白的墙壁什么都没有 a blank wall空白的墙壁而已。
Yeah, a blank、wall has nothing on it. Something that is blank has nothing painted on it. It has no colors, no information. It's just empty, just the wall. The man asked the nurse what could have compelled his deceased roommate who had described such wonderful things outside this window.
这个男人就很奇怪，就觉得
Yeah.
到底什么 have compelled?我们一定要理解这个单词 compel.
Yeah, if you feel compelled to do something, that means that you feel like you have to do something because you feel it's necessary, because you feel you should do it.
就是有一种渴望。
Yeah.
有一种不得不做的那种愿望那种动力迫使。是什么东西迫使他的这位 deceased, 这位逝去的已故的病友Who had described such wonderful things outside the window? 是什么让那位已故的病友能够把窗外的场景描述得如此的 wonderful, 如此的美好呢?
The nurse responded that the man was blind and could not even see the wall.
护士回答说，他其实啊，是个盲人。
Yeah.
眼睛是看不见的。And could not even see the wall. 他甚至连窗外的那堵空白的墙他都看不见。
Perhaps he just wanted to encourage you.
护士说也许啊 perhaps he just wanted to encourage you. 他只是想鼓励你让你早点恢复健康吧。
Yeah.
就是这样的一个故事，结局很意外，令人始料未及。
Yeah, they say like the best friends are those who broaden your horizons. The best friends are those who like inspire you and who motivate you. The best friends are those who bring out the best memories in you. It's all true, right?
所以啊，这就是我们就能感受到这个在病房里缔结的这种友谊是什么啊？真正的 friendship 是什么
？Yeah, what is friendship? What people motivate you and nourish you to achieve your own goals and not their goals or someone else's goals?
其实都是素不相识的陌生人，但是呢，就是这样的一位靠窗的这位盲人
，Yeah
啊，他有一份善意。
The other.Is like the other lesson we can learn out of this story is, of course, whenever you feel, yeah, down, like that life just doesn't cooperate, then it's very important to keep on remembering the good things you've had in your life so far and the good things that are still there, that don't go away.
这个盲人呢，首先他肯定心思呢是非常细腻的。
Yeah.
啊，他能够感受到他的这个病友啊，身患重病。
Yeah.
心情很苦闷。同时呢，在聊天的过程中啊，又展现出来了很多对于自己以前那些生活的美好的描述、
yeah.
那些期待，那些回味，那种不甘心。
I mean, the man who was describing everything, he was blind. So he also did himself a favor, I guess, by like using his imagination like to describe the world outside, the world he could not see for himself, but the worldHe would like to see for himself, and him being blind, obviously still felt that like the person next to him was not okay because, yeah, lying on a bed and like it seemed for him very terrible. So he's very smart in thinking of a plan how to motivate his partner next to him to like to stay alive, to at least try hard to get better.
对，他不仅是了解他的这个病友啊，对于生命重新恢复健康有多么强烈的渴望、
yeah.
同时我们想想这个靠窗的人自身，第一他也有重病，第二他还是个盲人，所以他的境况呢还比他的病友还要再悲惨一点、
yeah.
他作为盲人这些年他是怎么过来的呢？他的想象力非常的发达，是不是？
Definitely.
他在描述这些的时候实际上也是在帮助他自己重新的去体验、体会，或者说是想象这个世界。
Yeah.
给自己生活的信心和动力。
Yeah, like this is like, as always been, I guess, his strategy to cope with the fact that he's blind. And yeah, that's kind of, yeah, encourages him to kind of help others with like his own experiences. And that's really like a sign of like wisdom and like really being a good friend, I guess.
所以这个盲人还是非常有智慧的。
Yeah.
好，而且呢，你看，他也提醒了我们，这个生活中啊，可以做一些既帮助自己，也帮助别人的事情。
Yeah, and don't give up. Don't give up fighting for a goal. Don't give up fighting to improve. Because you can, and it's worth it.
对，而且呢，对于生活的逆境，包括像这种病痛啊，实在是对抗你生命的这种病痛，面对他们的时候呢，也不要轻易说放弃。哎，有的时候你看，就是这个人他帮着你推了你一把，
yeah.
让你意识到生活中还有一些希望在，还有信心在，还有美好在，所以你能够鼓起这个勇气，再勇敢地活下去。
Yeah, a lot of times when people are really sad and depressed because, well, maybe they're sick or maybe they something happened in their life that just makes them depressed.They just don't see it anymore. They think the world is boring and that they did it all and that they don't experience the good things anymore. So they need someone who reminds them of it, who reminds them how it is like to experience the good things in life and that those good things are there regardless of like all the bad things that happen in life.
哎，心中呢种下了期望才能有梦和远方。哎，这是我们聊天室互动区当中一位朋友说的。这个故事呢就是关于人与人之间的一种相互的，关于生命与生命之间的相互的支持、鼓励和一种帮助。
Yeah.
啊，有能力帮助别人的时候呢就帮一把，挺好的。
Yeah, you can help others a lot by pointing out the good things in their life and by pointing out all the beauty you see around them. But you can also help yourself, of course, this way by focusing on the positive things in your life, focusing on the positive things you do and see every day.
同时精神的力量呢也是可以拯救人的。好，今天如果你有什么感想，课后呢马上可以发到微信上，我们也可以整理一下发到今晚的微信公众号文本推送里。今天的美文就是这样，谢谢朱迪老师。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见。